Gene therapy has been a disappointment to scientists. 2 decades ago, they thought they could cure many diseases by replacing defective genes with healthy ones. For the most part, it hasn't worked out that way, with one important exception. NPR's Richard Knox reports on a group of children who represent gene therapy's first long-term cures. These children had the same condition that affected the so-called bubble boy.
Damian Rodriguez was born 2.5 years ago without an immune system. That left him vulnerable to infections that could have killed him. But the boy's doctor heard that French scientists were trying to correct this rare defect with gene therapy. They had room for one more child. They accepted Damien. The researchers removed some of Damien's blood cells containing the defective gene. They used an animal virus to slip in the right gene. They injected the altered cells back into the infant. Then they waited. Raul Rodriguez, Damien's father, watched his baby for 6 weeks from outside a plastic bubble.
It's about a 4x6 radius bubble with 8 arms to stick your arm, rubber gloves to stick your arms in there. It's nothing really nice to see a child in.
Damien's re-engineered blood cells quickly multiplied into all the immune cells needed to fight disease, and the Rodriguezes returned to America. But there was no guarantee the gene therapy would continue to work. Now the French researchers report in the New England Journal of Medicine that it is still working in 4 out of the first 5 patients. Dr. Marina Cavazzana-Colva is a member of the team.
This is the first report of a long-term effect of gene therapy. There is no other report I know so far.
She says this is no partial cure. The infants with successful gene therapy are normal.
Perfectly normal. The follow-up is more than 3 years for the first 2 babies and more than 2.5 years for the other 2. And they are always at home without any treatment and they go very well so far.
The success couldn't come at a better time. 2 years ago, gene therapy researchers were in despair after a young man named Jesse Gelsinger died in a Philadelphia experiment. Dr. Jennifer Puck at the National Institutes of Health says the new study is a turning point.
This is the first instance in which gene therapy has been used as the only treatment for an otherwise fatal disease, and it has reversed the disease in 4 out of 5 of these children, allowing them to lead a normal life.
There's a reason why gene therapy worked this time. The gene that's defective in this type of immune deficiency is necessary for immune cells to grow. So once the gene is restored, the cells grow like crazy. They quickly outnumber cells with the defective gene. There may be other immune defects that have this advantage. For those that don't, scientists are working on ways to engineer in a growth advantage. Meanwhile, the new technique has been tried on other children like Damien in France, Britain, and Australia. Puck at the NIH is planning an experiment with older children who have had partial success after bone marrow transplant, the only other treatment. Dr. Ricardo Sorensen of Louisiana State University says he's changed his mind about gene therapy. He's Damien's doctor.
Before I had this kid going to Paris and seeing myself that it really worked, I had to tell people that I was skeptical about the promise of gene therapy. Now I tell everybody, look, this is amazing. I mean, this kid, Damien, the little boy that we sent to Paris, he is the picture of health.
This story also has a happy ending for Damien's older brother, Austin. He has the same genetic disease. He didn't qualify for gene therapy, but a new type of bone marrow transplant restored his immune system. Raul Rodriguez, the boy's father, talks on a cell phone about his sons while they play in the park. He knows they owe their lives to an accident of timing.
Everything's so new right now. Everything's happening so fast all of a sudden. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, if my kids were born before this happened, you know, they may not be with us today.
The original bubble boy died in 1984 after spending 12 years in sterile seclusion. Now that gene therapy seems to be working with this disease, researchers hope to try it on others, such as sickle cell anemia. Diseases caused by more complicated gene defects are much further down the road. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.